come with us now, if you dare, down a rickety staircase into a dank, dark basement. What awaits? The Saturday Night Freak Show.
Thank you for listening to the Saturday Night Freak Show podcast, a movie review podcast that happens every Saturday. New episodes magically appear on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and YouTube.
As if by magic, Irish magic. They're just there. Yes.
Arr, that's a pirate.
You're a pirate again. Sorry. You tried being Canadian, you were a pirate. Now you try being Irish, you're a pirate. That's the major reason I picked this movie. It's just like I can do accents throughout the episode again.
Yes.
Yes, you can.
You've got me podcasting your. Yeah, okay.
We're off to a really good start.
All right.
Which is terrible because, like, my family is Irish. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. We invite you to, if you like what you hear here, then please go on to one of the aforementioned sites, give us a star rating, give us a thumbs up, give us a comment, even on you know, our Facebook, Twitter, or where else are we?
YouTube.
Or yeah. Sure. So anyway, these are the internet radio superstars you'll be listening to.
Holly,
Michaela,
Sean,
and I'm Colin. And tonight we watched a movie that was chosen by Sean. What did we watch?
Leprechaun from 1993.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
To you all.
Even though it's a little early, but still premature.
You can't do it on the day of or people will just ignore it.
So you said, what, 1993?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Who's the guy who brought this movie to us? Who's the director?
Written and directed by Mark Jones.
You know him from anything else?
He directed like 7 movies. Most of them were like direct-to-video stuff. I think the only other one that I know of is a little film called Rumpelstiltskin. Anybody ever seen this movie?
Oh, man.
I've seen this movie.
Sounds about right.
He's got a thing about
very specific
magical
thing.
Dwarven creatures running around and terrorizing
did,
people.
Did Warwick play Rumpelstiltskin?
No.
He did not. He didn't stick with his actor.
No,
on that
I don't think it's actually a little person in that. I think it's somebody who's just shorter and kind of runs around hunchback.
Isn't that a little person? Somebody who's shorter.
A child? He's a little shorter.
What do you say?
He's like a jockey. All right?
I was just going to say, so he'd be like a jockey.
So he's like a jockey. Yeah, they're not considered little people, but he's at least like a jockey.
Okay.
With a hunchback.
Well, the Leprechaun's like a late to the game kind of, well, I don't know. I was going to say like.
Iconic, yes.
Well, he's part of, I think now the Leprechaun is kind of accepted as part of the pantheon of the, you know, modern
the
horror monster,
yeah,
right?
I think so.
But he's not really a slasher.
In this, he kind of is. I mean, I don't know.
Does this movie follow a slasher movie formula, do you say? Is it? Because that's what I was trying to, like, is this a slasher movie?
It's like
a monster movie?
A creature feature, yeah. It's like a monster movie a little bit.
This movie doesn't follow the structure or rules of any of those genres
it's
of
true.
Film.
It's true. It's weird because they start out with the Leprechaun, and they pretty much, once they bring him back, they show you the Leprechaun. Like, he's there to just cause havoc and run around, and you pretty much see what he's doing the whole time. They're not trying to, like, keep it hidden. It's like, what is it a leprechaun? I mean, they do a little bit at the beginning, but they're not like, what is it? What could be attacking these people? You know, it's a leprechaun right off the bat.
Did you look into who designed the leprechaun? Who the makeup effects?
George,
I like the way you come prepared with your own.
Gabe Bartalos.
And we would know him from.
He's done some other shit. You keep talking and I'll look it up.
Well, what do we think of the leprechaun design?
I mean, if you're going to design a leprechaun, I mean, what else can you do besides what they did?
I think you can kind of do whatever you want as long as the clothes are appropriate.
Right, and that's really...
Basically, yeah.
Because this could have been just a dude, I guess, in leprechaun clothing, which would have been, I mean, boring.
Can you imagine
Warwick Davis
a
running
jockey,
around?
Maybe, in a leprechaun outfit.
You're going to make
around.
Fun of me for that for the rest of the night. I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
Yeah. Well, Warwick Davis, so he was famously Wicket, right? Was that his first in, the Ewok in Return of the Jedi. Yep. Was that his first entry into the Star Wars?
Yes.
Movie?
And then later on to Willow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after the Ewok adventure and the return to Endor. No, what was the second one called?
Wasn't there a Return to Endor?
Fuck if I know. I don't know.
Ewok Adventure 2. No,
I haven't watched that shit since I was like
Five.
This is special thanks to George Lucas in the end credits of this movie.
Mm-hmm. You serious?
Yes.
Four.
Yes.
Special thank you to George Lucas and Vice President Dan Quayle. Both in the end credits of this movie.
It was like fucking Uncle Sal or something.
Yes. George Lucas, because he let him allowed him to go off and work on this movie.
What the? How does that happen?
I don't know.
He let him.
He was under contract.
For
he owns him.
George Lucas might own Warwick Davis.
Oh my God! Do you think it's like, you know how Michael Jackson used to hang out with really weird, like, random celebrities? Do you think George Lucas is like Warwick Davis all the time? Yeah.
I mean, why not?
Better analogy. You know how like Marlon Brando was really obsessed with the smallest man in the world and used to hang out with him all the time.
Yeah.
Dr.
Moreau.
Yeah, but like in real life, they hung out a bunch too. That's why he got in that movie, because Marlon Brando was like, I want this guy in this movie. That's how he got in the movie, because they were friends before that. So like, that's,
he has pets.
Oh my God,
people.
That's George Lucas and Warwick Davis.
Wow.
There it is.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just a thank you to George Lucas for like, hey, discovering and giving Warwick Davis a movie career.
No.
What the fuck? There was no Star Wars thing happening in 1993.
No, but I'm
this
sure
this was filmed
like,
in 91 and still, didn't get released till 93.
Yeah, that's very true. What else?
Special editions weren't until like the late 90s.
I'm sure George Lucas was producing something.
Unless it was the EY. It seems like those are late 80s. I don't believe it. It's got
to
be like.
He was under contract for some reason. And he let him
under contract
off
to be his best friend and go everywhere with him forever.
All right, you can be away for a little bit.
Well, Willow, I suppose, a Lucasfilm thing that was 1988, if I remember correctly, where he got to be the star, little person as the star of a major Hollywood film.
Big deal, yeah.
Willow. And from that, he got to leverage his star power.
For this
into Leprechaun,
which apparently he loved doing.
Well, he looks like he's having a lot of fun in this movie.
I imagine it looks
especially
fun.
Later movies where the Leprechaun is the star of the movies.
Yeah,
like not only are you going to see him, but they give him a bigger role. He gets to do more outrageous things,
like go to the hood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, go to the hood.
Smoke weed with iced tea.
But 2, 3, and 4, like especially 3, it's like it's his movie. So I'm pretty sure he liked the freedom of being able to do all that.
Mm-hmm. 2, 3, and 4. How many movies are there in this series?
6.
Oh, two hoods?
Two hoods.
One in space.
Leprechaun in the hood.
You got Leprechaun in the city. Leprechaun in Vegas. God. Leprechaun in space. Leprechaun in the hood twice.
And Leprechaun back to the hood.
Mm-hmm. What's the one that has Hornswoggle as a leprechaun?
It's the Leprechaun Origins.
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, so you have a standard when it comes to
I have a standard.
Don't be ridiculous,
Colin. And you know what it is?
Colin.
Warwick Davis. He's not in that movie. I'm not watching it. From what I can tell from that movie, have you seen it?
No.
Come on.
Well, I haven't seen any of these.
Have you seen any of these? Yeah.
I've seen the first, the one we watched tonight. This is my third time seeing it. And it was like watching a brand new movie. This movie does not stick with me. It just goes, woo, woo, right. I saw it in the theater.
I believe it.
That was the first time. Second time on video. Third time tonight. I've seen it more than that, I'm sure. At least one more time. Twice on video. Can't remember.
Any of the other ones? You've
seen,
never
seen
two or three?
Seen any of them.
What?
No, you haven't
what
seen any of the In the Hoods?
No. Because I saw the first. Sorry.
What? Oh.
Okay, so what are you going to tell me about 2, 3, 4, 5,
I mean,
6.
He goes to space, man. It's in space.
Ice Cube shows up.
He does. It's smoking a lot of weed. Ice Cube's wearing like a fake fro. Mm-hmm. I saw the beginning of it.
Yeah.
Ice Cube's in the one where they go to space?
No, in the hood.
Keep up, Colin. It's when they're in the hood.
Do you really think Ice Cube went to space? Come on.
That would not surprise me.
There's a lot more rhyming in the later ones, too. The hood, he rhymes almost exclusively.
In part 4, it doesn't rhyme at all.
Really?
And it's the only one he doesn't.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wait, iced tea doesn't rhyme.
Oh my God, Colin.
I know, I get it. The fucking leprechaun starts rhyming. Yeah.
And it's Ice Cube?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Not tea.
Wait, is it cube or tea?
It's tea.
Yeah, it is tea because the angry yelling.
You're right.
Well, I mean, they both do that, I guess. But yeah, I know it is tea.
But it's tea.
I was going to say, Cube was probably a bigger star at that time.
Yeah, that's true.
He hadn't started Law and Order yet.
Right,
probably.
He was still suffering through Trespass and Judgment Night. Yeah.
Talking about tea?
Tea.
Yeah,
and Mean Guns.
And Mean Guns.
Don't forget Mean Guns.
Yeah, if you can be in Mean Guns, you can be in Leprechaun in the Hood.
Yes, you can.
Ugh.
But you pretty much got it right when you were listing them off as in the city, in Vegas, in space. Because part two, they're pretty much in a city. Part three, they do go to Vegas, which is, that's, I mean, that's the better of the
Oh,
movies.
And there's gold everywhere, I mean, so he's losing his shit.
He loves it.
What's the best Leprechaun movie?
Three.
Which is the Vegas.
Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah? What makes it?
They're all
awesome
incredibly
movie?
Cheap. Mm-hmm. Incredibly, incredibly cheap movies. Three just has, like, part two, the characters are dog shit. They're worthless. The dialogue is horrible. The actors are horrible. The situations are horrible. There's a few cool things where a dude gets traps the leprechaun and then gets his wishes. But, you know, when you make a wish from a leprechaun, they go bad. It's like, yeah, I'll give you the wish, but there's going to be a twist to it. So he, like, wishes for his pot of gold, and the pot of gold shows up in his stomach. And he's like, I wish you to get rid of it. So he cuts it out of him. That was actually pretty cool.
Like a monkey's paw story. Huh?
Yes, basically.
Yeah, or a Wishmaster. Am I right? Was that also Trimark? Was it?
I would bet. Or new, would it be New Line?
I don't remember.
I don't know. It's one of those.
We're not talking with authority on this. We do know this was the first theatrical Trimark movie.
Indeed.
Does that mean anything to anybody? I don't know. Trimark.
I watched a lot of Trimark movies as a kid.
Yeah, that logo.
Yeah.
You remember it? Yeah, they used to be Vidmark, the video company, and then they went theatrical.
I guess you could say that about any logo from the 1990s. Yeah. That was all of them. It's very true.
Yeah.
But you all know what I'm talking about. The triangle with the fucking
yeah, with the little
cat
lion
on
head
it.
Or whatever.
The lion
yeah.
on it.
Where did the Leprechaun movie come from? I mean, what was the genesis behind this? Why would you do in 1993? Because this was, I mean, if I'm thinking right at this time, Jason is kind of on a hiatus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or wait, no, Jason Goes to Hell was like 93 or something like that, right? So, but I mean, the main Friday the 13th series was over. Freddy Krueger,
dead.
Final chapter, or the final nightmare was... Nightmare. No, that was 90. That was 92, right?
I thought 92? It was 92. Yeah.
So Jason was a couple years after that, right? Final Friday, maybe the following year. Candyman was 92. So there's Candyman in the works.
So they're looking for new.
Yeah, like who else?
Figures Chucky of horror at this
Chucky's
point.
Still, there's still a couple of Chuckies coming out at this time.
Yep.
Dr. Giggles, you remember him?
Oh, Dr. Giggles. Yeah, fucking yep. Larry Drake.
Yep.
Yeah.
There was Brain Scan. Remember Brain Scan? That one didn't take off.
I've seen it, no.
The Trickster? Yeah, it's not very good.
No. Somebody did an article on Blood Disgusting recently. Horror monsters that never got sequels. And it sounds like you're naming most of them.
Well, because it was all
Wait, did you write that article, Colin?
I should have. So, right, there it was. Horror movie monsters that never got sequels. Yeah. Pumpkinhead did get a sequel.
He got a couple, yeah.
Bloodwings.
So that was, I guess, where horror was at this point in time, right? Yep. I mean, like, everybody says the 90s was like, I mean, it was the decade of Scream for the most part, right? And
sure.
I Know What You Did Last Summers and that kind of, you know, the CW horror
yes.
movie.
Yeah.
But there were these, like, you know, I don't know if you'd call them necessarily all creature features, but there were, like, these low budget. So I remember there was, like, a Children of the Corn sequel.
Came
to theaters back then too. I think it was Children of Corn Part 2. So they were
only on Part 2 at that point.
I think so. There was like a big gap between Part 1 and then Part 2,
and then they just started. Yeah,
yeah. So somewhere in this mix, somebody gets the idea that hey, you know, I'm sitting there watching my TV shows on a Saturday morning. And there's this commercial for Lucky Charms. And goddamn it, wouldn't it be hilarious or awesome if we turned the Lucky Charms leprechaun into a horror movie icon?
Basically,
that's what
the
you
idea.
Do, right? You take like Friday the 13th, that's a thing. Well, let's turn that into a horror movie.
Right? Nobody's ever had a killer leprechaun anywhere. Why don't we do that? And that's, I mean, that's as probably as basic as they got. Killer leprechaun. Let's go from there. And so they made this. Apparently, it was supposed to be, it was originally started out as being like a more of a children's movie. And no jokes. No jokes about how this movie ended up, that it could still be a children's movie. But but they decided to go, and I think this was after Warwick Davis was hired on, that they decided to go for a more adult horror movie and apparently up the gore quotient.
They did reshoots.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
Yep.
For a few things, not including the Lucky Charms reshoot.
That's
that
a great story.
That is a really good story.
What's the story?
So you remember the scene researching through the kitchen and he's pulling out all the food and throwing it everywhere and he gets to what, Lucky Clovers?
Yeah.
So that was originally Lucky Charms and they shot it with Lucky Charms with approval from the company. Company saw what they shot, didn't approve of it at all, and said, you can't do this anymore.
Right.
You can't use our product.
No killer leprechauns associated with our product.
No. So they the filmmakers were like, either we lose the scene or we have to reshoot it. So they reshot that. And they
didn't just cut that out? Like, what was the point of
that? It was like
that?
A 2-second scene, too. They might as well just cut it out.
They could have just cut it out.
It did nothing for the movie.
But that is how we got our ending, or at least our ending line. Fuck you, Lucky Charms.
Mm-hmm. That was
added
after that.
Specifically. As a little jab to Lucky Charms at the end.
That's kind of funny.
Well, classy. Yeah. That's the level that we're at. Okay, yeah, exactly. I got you.
But you said that in and laughing at it, but that's the level that they were on. They got Lucky Charms to say, yes, you can use this.
I appreciate that level of pettiness.
I think it's funny.
I like it. I mean, the level of petty that they achieved in this movie.
You have to at that point. It's just like, come on, Lucky Charms. What do you think you are? You think you're some big cereal guy who just boss us around? Yeah. Fuck you.
You're better than us?
Yeah, you're better than us. You're fucking marshmallow cereal, all right?
It's not like he kills someone with the cereal. He eats it and that's it. Like, he eats it for a second, spits it out. Yeah, and then like...
And it's kill anybody with the Lucky Charms box. How cool would that have been?
That would have been cool. No, but the bad guy spits out your cereal. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah. He's a bad guy. He's not the kid hero of the movie.
Yeah, you're not marketing to leprechauns, are you?
I still can't imagine this as a kid's movie. Yeah. Well, I mean, even beforehand, I mean, what it was supposed to be until Warwick Davis apparently then is, you know, giving it the... I thought, maybe I read it wrong, I thought it was the other way. I thought it was going to be straight horror until Warwick Davis started playing the character with a kind of a comedic... bent.
He did bring that element to it, and he, I think it says later he liked it so much they brought up that element in later movies because he liked playing that stuff.
Yeah.
It gets really,
you can tell.
As if this wasn't cheesy. If you watch the later movies, it gets real cheesy. Mm-hmm. Like he runs into Elvis impersonators in Vegas and they're doing the whole, hey, oh, oh, no, all of that. Like it gets bad.
I appreciate that you suffered through all of these in preparation.
I mean, I wasn't
going to,
listener, I went and bought the 4-pack of the first 4 of these films, and I was not just going to let them sit there because I felt I needed to revisit them.
Yeah.
Shout out a good week. Dedication.
It was like a good 2 days. Like, yeah, I got through them quick. This is not, I mean, I was just like, all right, let's get it over with.
Like a Band-Aid.
Yeah, basically. Shh, gone. Pull off the Band-Aid and walk away.
Wow. So, yeah, but this movie is
and
notorious.
We haven't even broached space. There's space.
Tell us about
space. There's a green lightsaber that he chops a dude in half with.
Perfect.
Does he grow it out of like a ring or something?
It comes out of a shillelagh, Colin.
Oh, yes.
I said, what else would it come out of?
Of course it does.
Oh,
boy.
4 is especially bad and cheap. Like the computer, the CGI in that movie, oh my God. Because they show there's space and spaceships. And a few other things, and it's bad.
What do they use as the interior of the spaceship? Just like an empty soundstage?
Just some hallways. And it's a
borrowed
ripoff
from some other movie?
Definitely. I mean, it has to be. It's probably, you know, that shared set that space movies used. Yeah. So, I mean, they rip off Aliens in that movie. The Fly, there's jokes about that in there. The leprechaun grows to a giant size and terrorizes the ship. There's a galaxy princess in that thing.
Who says, sounds awesome.
Who at one point shows her breasts during the movie and, of course, hypnotizes the men who are around. But then they're like,
With
her breasts.
Get the fuck out.
Yes, but that's not a good thing. Apparently, in this galaxy, if this princess shows you her breasts, it means you are marked for death.
By the leprechaun.
By the princess and her people. Like, that's just it's a thing they do.
Yeah,
that's where they. Oh, and the leprechaun erupts out of a guy's penis in that movie.
What now?
Yes,
you could be making all this up, and we would have no idea.
I could be, but I am not that creative. I don't think I'm more creative than that. But they blow up the leprechaun early in the movie. One of the guys pees on it, and you see that green electricity zap up through him.
Oh, so then, like that? What's that? Freddy? What's that Nightmare on Elm Street movie where like the dog pees on? On him in the junkyard, and he comes. Yeah, Dreammaster, is that what it was? Yeah. Yeah.
And so he gets an erection later, and the leprechaun pops out. And a painful looking scene.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's sure it
wanna,
for the Saturday Night Freak Show.
Yeah, sure you don't want to marathon this right now. Like, it goes it goes quicker than you think.
I appreciate that you did the heavy lifting here, Sean.
I did.
Now we can just ask you all sorts of questions about these movies.
I did not watch In the Hood or Back to the Hood. I have not gotten that far yet.
Man, disappointed.
I know. Also, and... I was in doing research for this. I came across a very intriguing. Shut up. I mean,
I did research by watching four of these movies in a row.
Research
something.
I looked at what other people said about the movies. That's the research. There was a theory online that says that the leprechaun in these movies is not the same leprechaun. That the leprechauns in general, this is what they look like. This is how they interact with people.
Okay.
Because he does die at the end of each movie or at the end of the four movies. He gets blown up and he's dead and that's it.
So they all just look the same. And
right.
Okay.
Look the same, act the same.
So you're telling me the people that enjoy these movies have thought about it enough to develop a fan theory about them?
Yes, there's a fan theory that they are all separate leprechauns. And
it's not Westworld, guys.
But in looking at it, like there's no... There's no evidence to show that that theory is wrong. There's also no evidence to show that it's right.
Two leprechauns in the same frame together.
Are there differentiations between the leprechaun, like his look?
Just a little bit in the clothing, but that's it. Like a different undershirt, and that's all.
Yeah.
His fingernails are different colors in some of them, too, but that's...
Okay. Who knows even, why like, that the would makeup
be.
Effects...
Makeup effects is pretty much the same.
Solid?
Yeah,
okay.
Solid, the same all throughout. There is something in part three. The beginning of part three starts where some random dude brings in the leprechaun he looks like a statue at this point. And he's got a medallion around his neck, like the medallion turned him into a statue.
Like Mannequin. It's a movie Mannequin. That's what happens in Mannequin.
That is what happens.
That's how they turn into a mannequin. You put the medallion around their neck.
That's exactly what happened to him. So that's how he's brought into part three.
Wow. Is this a shared universe with Mannequin?
I mean, where's that crossover
movie? Same magic.
Right.
Did Andrew McCarthy show up?
No, but don't. The joke would have been better if I'd remembered her name.
Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall. Kim Cattrall had showed up. That would have been great. But he does have the medallion around his neck, and that does make a reappearance in the first In the Hood.
Whoa.
That's how they find him, with the medallion around his neck in the statue.
Oh, so he's the same guy then.
But he gets blown up and dies at the end of three. In Vegas.
All right.
But this movie.
Yeah, it's right.
Now that I barraged you with the...
Well, this movie's also famous for launching another career.
Ah, right? Indeed. Mm-hmm. Did it launch it? I mean, did this get her, like,
looking at
her? I
think it was a sputtering start.
Sure.
Look at how prominent she is on the poster.
That is a late release poster.
Yeah.
That is later on.
She doesn't even wear that shirt in the movie.
And she's much older here.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are we talking about?
Jennifer Aniston! I think that's actually a promo shot from Friends.
Yeah,
it's gotta be.
The original poster was just him.
She's literally looking at Ross, and they just cut him out.
Yeah, this is the Jennifer Aniston's famous. Oh, we can put her on the front now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She doesn't have anything in her contract that says we can't do that.
Yeah.
Did you think, based on what you saw in this movie, that she would have a career after this movie?
It wasn't particularly terrible, but it wasn't remarkable either.
It's the best you can do for a killer leprechaun movie. Yeah. I would say. She got some tears going on.
She was a rich bitch. She did it.
I
think she did fine for what it was.
Yeah, I think she had presence. I mean, aside from the fact that she wears a nice pair of shorts and through the entire movie,
and a really nice pair of LA gears.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a very 90s movie.
Yeah, this movie cannot be more time stamped. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they even say this is the 90s, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Women can do things.
Yeah.
All right.
Because it's the 90s.
Because it's the 90s.
Yeah.
Sometimes I still almost say that.
Look, this is the 90s, all right? I can do this.
Well, the magical years when you would have... what were the prints on those shirts and her...
She had patches on her shorts, which was a thing.
Yeah, I had patches on my jeans.
Same here.
I imagine you having the painter shirt for some reason. I don't know why.
No. I think in the 90s I was going the other way, where it was just like all t-shirts all the time. I don't think I've gotten away from that. No,
that's not really a stretch from you now. The t-shirts.
Yeah. Yeah. T-shirts and jeans. That's really all you need. I don't get why. Okay.
Colin's still discovering himself. Yeah.
So Jennifer Aniston's in this movie. This is prior to Friends, and then so now she's embarrassed of this film, apparently. She does exhibit some amount of charisma, it seems like, as an actress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But her character, is she the lead character in this movie? I know she's prominently featured on the video box art, cover.
There it is again.
There it is.
The promotional
materials.
Post theatrical promotional materials. There we go.
I was getting all tired.
Video box is easier, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You knew what I meant.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
But
I'm
yeah.
a video container.
Is she the main character in this film?
I mean, Warwick Davis is the main character in this film.
Is he? You said he was the main character in the sequels.
Well, I mean, he is. He has a bigger role in the sequels, but doesn't not make him the main character in this movie.
I think she's the main character.
I think she is.
But yeah, she's the main character.
Yeah.
Tell me what her character arc is.
No one has an arc in this movie. No. Trick question. No one has an arc
in this movie. Oh, you caught me. Damn it. Her character at the beginning is just this rich girl who's completely... Her father... Who only looks like he's like 10 years older than her. Prematurely painted
white
gray,
out in his beard.
Sure.
Yeah.
And in his hair, he had like a little bit of silver in like these. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Always on the sides. That's always where you go gray first.
Yeah. Because when they first showed up, seriously, I thought this was like a dude and his girlfriend.
Me too. I was really, because he kept calling her honey too. So I was like, okay, so they're in a relationship.
Yeah. Nope. And then it was like,
a creepy one, but yes.
Okay, dad. And it's like, whoa, wait a second. What's happening here? So they move to either New Mexico or South Dakota. We're not entirely sure because neither are they.
Oh, yeah. We get that great line from Jennifer Aniston. Something about hating New Mexico. And her dad says, it's North Dakota, which
it's not
opposite ends of the country.
I don't get the line.
Top and
like,
bottom
not
of the country.
Funny.
No.
To
no.
think you're, it just makes you look like a moron.
Is it just to like point out that she's like flippant and doesn't give a shit about anyone but herself?
I think so.
I think I'm thinking too much about this. They didn't think this much about it.
So. I mean, but that bears out. She is, I mean, both possibly she is a moron because she's, you know, like, I don't know. So it's the idea of transplanting the city girl into the country where she's going to meet the country guy. Who tolerates her like obliviousness to life and has to like, you know, help her see like this is, you know, the whatever.
This is how the world works.
Yeah. When you go to the diner here, they don't have your frou-frou.
They don't have your Evian.
Yeah. You have to eat the meatloaf and the.
Yeah.
You know.
For some reason, he finds it endearing that he has to acclimate her. I don't know why.
I don't think he runs into many
women.
He's
a country guy. Yeah. He's out in North Dakota.
Yeah.
They don't get them city girls out there.
Yeah. He gets to civilize her.
Fun. You saw the people in that town diner.
So this kind of has
no,
like,
dude, that waitress was wearing a Guess jean skirt. So I don't want to hear it.
Well, apparently, there is a mall out there then. Jennifer Aniston was concerned about that. She was very concerned that there was no malls out there.
Yeah. Yeah. It has the makings of like the son-in-law or Doc Hollywood or something.
Oh, I love son-in-law.
I'm just keep on
I
throwing some
son-in-law.
90s bombs
yeah.
in there.
If I say the 90s words, Pauly Shore.
Yeah.
They laughed. Ah, back in.
It's kind of like the Walker Texas Ranger lever.
No, you lost us again.
No, I got you on that one. That's funny.
So, yeah, you just keep pulling it.
Keep pulling it. Just keep popping up.
So...
It's great. Trust us.
Sorry. We'll have to pull that up later.
Yeah.
So I get that that's where the setup is. It's like that somehow she's going to find love here in the country, realize that, you know, she's overlooked a bunch of stuff and, you know.
Right. It's not so bad out here.
Yeah.
Basically.
Right? She's going to come to love the place. Like, this all goes right out the fucking window. I don't even know if, like, that was intentionally set up. Would you say that by the end of the movie – any of this is, I mean, like, what, how did, the only thing that I could see that she changed is that she went from being
helpless,
self-centered and helpless to like running around with a shotgun. Because if you put a shotgun in your hands, you become empowered. That's what the movie is saying.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because he hands her a shotgun because at some point he gets disabled by the leprechaun. Hands her a shotgun. Is like, have you ever used one of those before? And she's like,
no.
But we have every confidence that she's going to save the day for the rest of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's
Jennifer. She's the heroine.
Yeah.
We know the motivation of the leprechaun is he wants his goddamn gold back.
Because what happened?
It was stolen from him
in Ireland
by Paddy O'Rourke.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
You're Irish, you can just say it. That's fine. Just don't put the accent on.
Seamus O'Grady.
Oh my, Dan O'Grady.
Dan O'Grady.
There you go.
We'll get there.
All
right. So, this is a guy who somehow conned the leprechaun, got the gold. Because this is what you do with a leprechaun.
Yeah.
You got to find their gold at the end of the rainbow and steal it from them. He does. brings it back to America.
Mm-hmm.
The leprechaun follows and kills him and his wife. Wait, killed him?
Killed the wife.
Killed the wife.
Yeah, he had a stroke.
We thought it was a heart attack. He's dead. Because then it's like 10 years later, right. And Jennifer Aniston and her dad's moving into his musty old cobwebby right. house.
This is yeah. after
that
he
dude's
had
still alive. How shitty is that? That like they're just moving in on his house,
right.
still alive, I mean, in the rest home.
He had a stroke. He's in the rest home. He can't pay for his mortgage or anything, so the bank took that shit. That's why he got such a good deal on it.
With all his shit still in it.
That's what it was. That's what you're gonna do.
He including the leprechaun he had boxed up in the basement.
He didn't have any
That's
money.
How it
yeah.
works.
He was. They were poor. He got the gold. That was going to be his way out. But then, you know, he's got no money to move his shit out. That's yeah. it.
After a leprechaun kills your wife, you're kind of in a pickle.
That's it. That's
at that
done.
Point. Yeah.
Oh, better story would have been he got framed for murdering his wife and pushing her down the stairs. And then he goes to jail. What the fuck? Why wasn't that in this movie?
That would have been better.
Yeah. yeah.
And then she's got to go visit jail to figure out what happened.
No yeah.
one believes yeah.
me.
Yeah. Oh, and then we get a great scene of Jennifer Aniston going to jail and like talking to him on the phone through the glass about,
oh, no.
you know, how do you kill a leprechaun? You know these calls are recorded, right? Yeah,
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's the remake.
Yeah, just go yeah. straight drama.
Yeah. yeah.
And then the leprechaun's dressed as a security guard.
Oh no!
yeah,
it would happen. I know it would happen. 90s.
And then you get a tiny, amazing little Arrested Development callback of someone just saying "no touching" in the background. yes, let's write it, guys. Let's do it.
Leprechaun the remake.
I mean, they did that.
Origins too. Yeah,
Leprechaun Origins, which I don't think they had a leprechaun in that movie. I'm pretty sure it's a beast. Like it's a long beast.
Hornswoggle plays a beast.
I don't think right? he does.
Am I just saying a word, or do you know what the
Hornswoggle?
A wrestler.
Yeah, he okay. was a wrestler. It's a WWE production was the remake okay. of Leprechaun.
Yeah.
So Hornswoggle's in it because he plays a fucking leprechaun, on, or he did on the show on mm-hmm. wrestling. But I don't. I haven't seen the movie, and I don't know what part he plays. But it's a CGI monster in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's an actual leprechaun in that at any point.
Mm.
I'm not going to watch it to find out.
All right.
I might one day.
You've made that clear.
I mean, if it's on Netflix, I'll probably check it out.
I like a man who holds his ground.
Yeah, I'll stick with my insecurity. I stick with my insecurity.
You draw the line and you're
I am
like,
hard in my insecurity, okay?
Line. Yeah.
In my indecision, I should say.
Right. Okay, so the other characters that we have in this film, aside from a dear old dad, are the three guys that paint.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the name of their business. Yeah.
Are we sure that it's not three guys who paint?
It's that paint.
That paint?
Yeah.
Okay.
As grammatically incorrect as that might be. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. But that's probably because the simple-minded guy, the group probably came up with it and made the sign.
There's a simple
sign. It looked like fucking finger paint on the side of that truck. Yes.
It looks like, what was the FHE logo?
Oh, yeah.
Family Home Entertainment.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of.
90s.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Again, there it is. That was the logo. Guys, I got a great idea for a logo. All right, that's great, but what does it sound like?
Yep, brilliant.
Damn it, Preskin, you're a genius.
And it's so loud it'll blow your fucking speakers out when you hear it.
Exactly. It's like, why is that the loudest thing on the tape?
Yeah.
But, oh, there's a simpleton, there's a kid, and a Joey Lawrence stand-in, apparently.
Yes.
That's what it feels
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
Okay, the Joey Lawrence stand-in, we're saying, is the potential love interest for the Jennifer Aniston character. She
yes.
fawns all over him.
Yes,
Nathan.
After they bump into each other.
Right.
In broad daylight.
The simpleton is...
Chubbs from Teen Wolf.
yeah.
Yep.
He is Chubbs from Teen Wolf. Not like Chubbs from Teen Wolf.
No, he's
Chubbs
is
from
that
Teen
guy.
Wolf.
In this,
oh, he's also Stillwell Angel.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's grown
yeah.
up Stillwell Angel.
He's grown up
yeah.
Stillwell Angel.
Yeah, he is. From
League
of Their
Own.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
yeah the
yeah.
90s.
Ah,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, so he's basically playing Charlie from Flowers for Algernon.
Yeah, basically.
Or
basically.
Is he playing
Lenny
from
Of Mice and Men.
From
yeah. Yeah.
Mice and Men. With the kid.
But he wants to be Charlie from Flowers for Algernon because they talk about using the gold to get him a surgery to
right.
make him smarter.
Yeah. Which
Full
is
circle.
Like, what
yeah.
the
yeah.
fuck
yeah.
are you talking about?
There's even a rat at some point in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there
oh
we
my
go.
God. Yeah. Guys, we're digging deep
we're,
in this.
We're making connecting
yeah.
dots and everything
yeah.
in this
we're
movie.
Gonna use we're going to use film criticism on this movie.
yeah.
Gonna,
yeah.
What's really
like it's a tool.
On.
Did you bring your film criticism? I left mine at home. Like, I don't have it today.
Yeah.
Do you guys think this movie's secretly like a metaphor for gentrification? Like, the rich city people move into the country where the poor simple folk live. So we
right,
can really, I'm going to write an academic thesis
and the
on this
simple
movie.
Folk don't want them there.
yeah,
it's
exactly.
like, no!
But it goes
yeah.
the other way around,
yeah.
right?
Because yeah, they chase them out.
Well, the people who actually know what is going on are the poor simple folk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know. Then you have like this old world kind of menace where it's like the money from the old world is coming and like they're coming to get it back or something, or it's ill-gotten.
Or the rich people come in, or and the reason they're coming is to steal the old, they're like there's old money in the in the culture in there, and they're taking it from them.
I just don't think it goes that deep.
No.
This is the rewrite.
Yeah, this is the subtext that is maybe not entirely intentional. Yeah,
this is going to be my pitch for Bloody Disgusting. Hey, guys. You want to hear all about the gentrification in Leprechaun?
Right? That'll get you some clicks.
Oh, I need to come up with a clickbaity headline for that, though.
Yeah. We kick all these old people out, but then these leprechauns keep eating our crew.
Leprechaun filmmakers hate Native Americans? Click to find out. We have a slideshow that tells you everything.
Oh, it's
15 pages later.
Yeah.
See?
That's great.
That is great.
Oh, could do this.
Whoa. We need to be taking notes and writing. I mean, I suppose we're recording.
We're doing some great homework tonight, guys.
Yeah.
All right. So, this kid, tell me about this kid then.
The kid.
Alex.
Oh, I wasn't even didn't even know his name.
Yeah,
The kid Alex, you may recognize from such films as he was in
Don't Tell Mom the Baby's
Don't Tell
Dead.
Mom the Baby's Dead, Rook of the Year, Forever Young. You know the kid, Adibs Van Highgarman.
Oh, him! Shit, yeah, he was at my wedding.
Nope, don't remember his name.
So
you know him if you saw him.
Yeah.
Not anymore. He grew up to be quite handsome.
Yeah, I saw you two Googling his picture.
Yeah, he looks... I was worried it was going to be a Macaulay Culkin situation, but it's not that
Robert
at all.
Robert High Gorman.
Robert High Gorman, yes, that's it. Look him up.
H-Y.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Robert High Gorman.
He looks like, well, I was going to say like an accountant or something.
Yeah, he does. Like he could be an accountant nowadays. But or a bro.
But an attractive one.
Yeah.
So his character as the youngest of the three guys that paint. Mm. I mean, basically he's playing against type for a child. Or no, this is the what do you call it? He's like the sassy sidekick. Is that wrong?
Yeah. Basically, he's the sidekick to the simpleton.
Yeah.
But
at the same time,
like,
he's the brains of the operation.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
If you need your car fixed, the kid's the one who's going to go.
Right.
And he's always put in the position of like, you have to save the day.
I've constructed a backstory.
Oh,
would you like to hear it?
Does this span multiple movies? Yeah.
No. It's just very short between them. The older brother had to, the parents had died. And so the older brother had to raise his younger brother. And so they became very world weary, and they know how to do the things, you know, because they got to be scrappy and keep it together and use what they have to get through life together and all that. So the kid knows how to do things. Like the brother had a business fixing stuff, and then he joined later. And so
like
he knows how to do this.
Like when he popped the hood and fixed the car,
yeah.
All he did was jiggle a cable.
Yeah. Yeah, but he knows to jiggle the cable.
That's right.
Sure.
He knows where the shotgun is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the leprechaun killed their parents. That's why they had to learn to be so self-reliant.
Did he get the F-bomb in the movie? The movie's F-bomb?
Yeah,
he did. Okay. Yep, he did. Yep.
I feel like there's a couple. They're kind of mumbled a little bit.
He was
the
fuck you, Lucky Charms.
But he was the fuck you, Lucky Charms.
Jennifer Aniston has a fuck.
Yeah, there's a fuck in there. Yeah. There's another one. I think there's one more earlier in the movie, but okay. I don't know. There's a couple of them in there.
So what is low-rent Joey Lawrence's role in this business then? Because the kid seems like he does most of the heavy lifting.
Well, I'm sure he does the paperwork and the money and all that
money.
Stuff.
Yeah. And drives
and negotiating.
The truck.
Yeah, and drives. I'm sure that's his job.
Wearing the tank tops.
Yeah.
Right, walking around being Joey.
Can't have sleeves.
No
sleeves.
It's the 90s.
It gets in the way of your painting.
It's true.
That's meanwhile, cool. The simpleton has a shirt that literally is covered in paintbrushes.
And some paint. I mean, like the worst blue and red. What the hell are they doing painting this house? The outs exterior.
Horrible people.
Painting it like this, not bright blue.
Like an American flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like clown paint. Like
it
clown
is.
Makeup.
It's like clown paint.
Yeah.
Like the eyes would be blue and the mouth would be red, and that's what they're painting
like
this
John
house.
Wayne Gacy makeup.
It is. It's John Wayne Gacy colored makeup.
Yeah.
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
I'd fire them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thank
really
goddamn I made neighbors to look at that goddamn house.
What are you guys, a bunch of simpletons? Oh, I guess one of you is. Sorry, didn't mean
Ow,
that.
You're a child.
The other two of you. You should know better. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bad.
But they end up letting this leprechaun go out of the crate.
Oh, they do, yes. He crashes out of the crate.
And then, I mean, the rest of the movie, I mean, so this is then a series of sequences in which the leprechaun is trying to get his gold back because old man O'Grady hid it somewhere.
Yes.
The simpleton discovers this is in the old rusted up pickup truck. Mm-hmm. But there's a key thing that happens here because I think like, you know, basically I don't know how well this conforms to Irish folklore. There's
probably know?
I know, right? I'm failing tonight, failing badly. So there's 100 pieces of gold in the bag.
Yes.
One of the pieces of gold, where's the first fucking piece go? I mean, the simpleton eats one of them.
Yes. Because he's trying to make sure it's real and not chocolate.
Because that's what you do, right? You bite on the thing, but he, of course, swallows it.
Yeah. Though.
Pardon me. So, where'd the other one go? Because the other one.
The shop owner.
Yep.
The shop owner. All right.
Yeah.
They want to find out if this gold is rare and how much it's worth.
Yeah. Yes.
And so the leprechaun, of course, tracks that guy down. And
he follows them there.
Yeah. How do you follow all over the place?
On a tricycle.
Oh, yeah.
This is only the first of a couple of awesome modes of transportation.
That's very true.
In this movie, you got to go. You start with the tricycle, which he pedals the whole way there, and it's got the little ching ching on it.
Yeah,
because you got to let people know that you're coming.
Yeah,
ching kills that dude, and in that shop, it's a pawn shop.
How does he kill him, Colin? That's
a great scene.
Can't gloss over this.
With a pogo stick.
With a pogo stick, pogos him to death.
And there's a rhyme as well.
Yeah,
he played knick knack on his lung. That's what it was.
It did rhyme. It rhymed wrong. I can't remember.
He played one. He played knickknack on his lung. I'm pretty sure.
That's
a
good one. Yeah. Okay, let's go.
All right, that's what it was.
Spot on.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Then he upgrades to the miniature car.
It appears to be a pedal car, but evidently it has an engine and lights.
Goes about 60 miles an hour.
Yep. Yeah, because he goes on the highway with it. He gets pulled over by a cop.
So that's where he killed the
cop. Did you notice he stole stuff from the shop? He stole like stuffed
the pogo stick.
Toys. It was like stuffed
the bear,
animals and shit.
Yes. Yeah. He did.
He got taken back to his lair. Wait, does he have a lair? No.
Maybe in the well?
It used to be the crate.
Right, yeah.
True. There's lairs in Ireland.
Okay, so he followed them there, so that's how he knows that guy's got the gold piece. He eventually extorts from the rest of them, where is the bag of gold?
Yes.
And then, because then it was like, okay, does he, like, know, he doesn't know where this gold is. That's why he's going after random people.
He doesn't have, like, a sense to it. Like, he can't sense when it's near. Kind of. Like, it's got to be real close.
Why is he wasting time, like, trying to kill all these other people when he can just
look for it?
Right.
Just look for the fucking gold.
How does he know that they have it? Does he ever put that together? Or is he just because they're there? He's like, you've got me gold.
He knows they have one piece of it, so clearly they've seen it. Because they take it to the shop.
Oh, right, because they took it to the shop, yeah. So he does know that. Okay. So he's getting it from the rest of it.
Yeah.
All right. Vehicles, though. Moves from the car. What's the next thing he's aiming? The tractor with the pitchfork on the front.
Oh, yeah. He's got he's got a little tractor.
Homemade
that is able to flip a truck.
A little battering ram. Well, he's also magic.
Yeah. There you go.
But okay, his magic, there are no like sort of precedent set for what his magic does, how powerful it is, and how it comes about. We see it open a door at the beginning, and
he's
then
got a
like
green ray.
Yeah, we see it open a door, and then what? Like something else like comes into his hand later on, and then that's and then he flips a car. But like we weren't.
He plays peekaboo in the trees.
Oh,
with
that's
the cop.
Right. Yep. Yeah, but like there's no
magic
standards or boundaries for his magic.
Which I think the filmmakers played to their advantage.
I think they made it up as they went along, is what I think.
What can a leprechaun do?
Like, they won't
know. Anything.
Yeah.
He can do anything. They're not, there's no limitations.
If he has magic, but he doesn't use it that often.
He can change his voice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he does change his voice.
His magic becomes more elaborate later on in the movies. He creates people. Oh, sexy people.
They're going to say tidal waves.
He creates tidal waves to take out cities. Yeah. Like, it's pretty powerful. No, a robot. That's as far as it's a robot.
Is there a tsunami in the later Leprechaun?
I mean, that'd be pretty great.
There's a killer robot, though?
There's a killer robot.
What the hell, Sean?
She was a naked lady, and then she turned into a robot.
Of course.
That's about as big as it gets. He does create a NASCAR at one point, a little race car for himself. That seems to be a big thing for him.
How does he get around? Oh, he's in a wheelchair at some point. He chases Jennifer Aniston for like 5 minutes through a hospital.
And it's not efficient because he's way behind her and cannot keep up with her in
and
a wheelchair.
And he can just transport, apparently.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing he can do.
Yeah.
But he just likes the fun of it, I think.
We also see him rollerblade.
Oh, shit. He's roller skating.
Through a fucking fence, and it does, like, the Looney Tunes, like, cut out when he goes through the fence.
Wait, in this movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
He's holding onto the back of the truck when she's...
Yeah.
When she's going to see
when he's pulling a Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future, but on roller skates on her
truck. Totally missed this whole
slammed into
scene.
The white picket fence and just, left a hole like, in the shape of him. Yes.
How did you miss that?
I don't know.
You were looking at the kid. Yeah. You were looking up the picture of the good-looking kid. As an adult. That's what you're
As an adult. He's older than I am.
That's what I heard. Oh, look at him. He's like, oh, yes. That's what I
heard. Okay. Yeah, we were all audibly disgusted by that scene. Like, we were like, oh, God. Because it was so hackneyed.
Yeah, I missed it. That's my bad.
It was horrible.
It went on for too long.
In the entire movie. Yeah.
Full of shit.
Yeah. And then that was right before the wheelchair chase scene through the old folks' home.
I saw that.
Where everybody's dead in the old folks' home except for the sleeping guard.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's no one else there. Right?
There's nobody else there.
No, yeah.
He's killed them all. Because he's taking the place of old man O'Grady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How he got there before her on
whatever. Again, he's
teleport.
Yeah, okay.
He can teleport.
Yeah. And then somehow
they pick up the thread.
Yeah, then they go back to the house.
Well, she goes. Okay.
I guess you know.
So they're terrorized. Okay, the reason I think Colin is having a problem with this is because they get terrorized in and around the house for a while, and it kind of becomes, I guess, a little repetitive. It's just a
little. Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
There's bear traps. There's multiple shots fired. He gets killed. He gets his eyeball taken out. He takes somebody else's eyeball and puts it in.
And says an eye for an eye.
Yeah, he does. Aww. It's all very cheesy.
None of us enjoyed that. That was fun for no one.
Were there any good lines that he came up? I get that he was trying to be like a cheeky little monster.
I liked when he was walking past him in the bar and he's like, "How's your leg?" And he slams his leg. That was funny. I'm sorry it was. Worked for
me. That's not exactly like challenging writing, though.
No, it's not.
Movie.
Sometimes
like,
the old standby works.
No, but for this movie, that was what works. Yeah. That was funny.
I don't know.
I didn't expect that.
I thought Jennifer Aniston had the best line when she said, "I know what it feels like when a man caresses my leg."
Oh, yeah.
And the dad's like, "You do?"
Yeah.
That was confusing for everybody.
Yeah.
It's like, because Lothario says you were okay with that. Dad's like, "You do know
You'd
what that
me?
Is?
Yeah.
And we're sitting there going like, "Wait, what the fuck?" Because he's like, it was a cat. Yeah. It was clearly the leprechaun. In his little,
A cat doesn't caress legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what it feels like when a man caresses my leg. Yeah, well, it's okay.
No, I don't think any really great lines.
No.
Fuck you, Lucky Charms is probably the best line.
Yeah. Is it?
It feels out of tone with the rest of the movie, though. It feels very pointed, which, I mean, they were trying to make a point, so.
Yeah.
Maybe everything else just didn't rise to the level of fuck you, Lucky Charms.
Well, how do you kill a leprechaun? This Four is the clover, question that. What? Has it?
Four leaf clover.
You just gotta dig around the grass till you find one.
In the mythology?
It almost felt like that would be on his side.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I thought too. It didn't make any sense.
For him.
Yeah, I'm not up on Irish folklore very much, but I feel like.
I don't think you have to be, but.
I feel like that was incorporated into his forte. It was the four leaf clover.
They live underneath them or something, or they live in a shoe
or
something like that.
His shoe fetish, right?
Because he makes shoes by trade, is what he says earlier in the movie.
But if he sees a pair of shoes, he literally cannot resist polishing them. Even, as Holly pointed out, when they're fucking suede.
Suede.
Oh, polish. Yeah,
he tried to, and then he said, "So shiny." After he polished it, no, it's
not
suede.
Shiny.
It's not fucking
not shiny.
Well, this is wrong. Like they're taking that. This is like the vampire legend, right? Of like the European vampire thing, where like they have. This is where like the Hollywood vampire is better than the actual mythological vampire. Actual vampires have OCD, and if you throw like two pieces of string in front of them, they have to stop. And tie, and or I think if you throw a knot in front of them, they have to untie it.
Really?
Like, that's an actual thing. Like, that's how you buy time, is you throw knots in front of vampires, and they're like, "Ah, shit, now I gotta fucking untangle this knot," and they were doing that with the shoes in this movie, where they bring a box of shoes out, and they're just throwing it at them, so Jennifer Aniston has time to get in the Jeep and escape.
I remember that. There was something I was watching that has that same kind of lore where...
On an X-Files episode.
Is that X-Files? Yeah. there was something else that it's like, little dwarfs or something, that if you drop sugar in front of them, they have to count the grains of sugar.
This is like a thing.
It's like a European
folklore.
It's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is. OCD?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's strange. It at least buys you, the hero, some time to get away from the marauding, rampaging beastie.
pretty sure it was an episode of Supernatural. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing we watch all these shows. Otherwise, where would we be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. So eventually they do use the power of the four-leaf clover to contain the leprechaun. It's an amusing scene early on when, because O'Grady, old man O'Grady,
yeah.
He's got one and brandishes it like a crucifix to the leprechaun. It was like, oh, yeah. No, get it away. And I'm like, the fuck? It's a yeah. little tiny foot. And then they have to go dig one up, you know, in order to. And right. So the method of dispatching him is like making a spit wad, basically.
He takes out his gum. Yeah.
Yeah.
And wraps the four leaf clover around and puts in his slingshot. He's always carrying around and.
Fuck you, Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
I would love a t-shirt with the leprechaun from Lucky Charms on it that says fuck you, Lucky Charms underneath. That has to exist somewhere.
Yeah. That line's getting a lot of play on this show.
I mean, it's
there's not any other great lines.
Yeah, there's nothing else. Yeah, to really be memorable. Yeah. I remember everything about this. Like, when just before we noticed that they start speeding up his footage because they want to make him go faster. Because let's face it, he's small. He's not going very quickly.
Right.
Like I was waiting for it too. I was like, and cue the speeding up. I knew where it was going to come. Still remember this movie.
From the previous times you've seen it.
Yeah,
you're
not watched this.
Waiting for the. Oh, this is the cue.
Oh no, I knew when it was coming up, but I watched this a lot when I was younger.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure my tape even looked better than this. The movie we watched tonight too, because this was. Didn't look good.
Mm.
I don't know if the Blu-ray makes it look better, or it's just
there's
a
Blu-ray.
There's a Blu-ray collection of all the movies.
What the
even hell? Origins?
Get the
yep.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like a thing. This leprechaun. Well, I mean,
he's
obviously because there's you know whatever 6-7 movies.
Yeah, he's a thing.
I mean, the makeup is one of those things that you remember because I mean I've seen obviously that design and Warwick Davis as the creature. It's just man.
Honestly, I think the African American community has kept it alive. So much so that they've claimed it for themselves in two movies lately. The last two movies that it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why. I think it's all white people now.
So it's the hood and the hood too.
Yeah.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
Leprechaun and the hood.
I think that's what kept it alive.
Hmm.
And then it reached its as far as it could go with
its
that.
Its full potential.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, how do you tap that?
They explored everything, I'm pretty sure.
Mm. He hasn't gone to hell yet.
No.
And he hasn't time traveled yet, has
but,
he?
I mean,
he hasn't gone to Monster Island, for God's sake. I mean, come on. Hasn't fought Godzilla.
But he went to space. And that's one of the key ones. And it was direct-to-video. That hits 2 out of 3 quadrants. Yeah. Even though quadrants are fours.
Well, he should go to Hong Kong and get in the martial arts.
Wow.
Oh,
that was Legend of the Seven Golden Vampires. Because that was before monsters went to space. They went to Asia and got in the martial arts.
Right. Or they went to Egypt and met a mummy.
Right. So, see, I mean, you can keep this going forever, this series.
There's endless possibilities here.
Yeah.
I think he should, like, there should be the monster and the new Universal Monster movies with, you know, Freddy, Jason, and all that, and then just have him make a cameo at some point in it. I think that'd be fun. I'd watch that movie.
What if we just do Bloodsport with all the properties that we'll license it?
Or Bloodsport, video game, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was just going to say. Why doesn't he show up in Mortal Kombat? Like, Jason got it, Freddy got it, Michael got it. He should get it, too. How would you? That would be great to get into Mortal Kombat
and
fight with the leprechaun.
I hate to tell you this, Sean. I'm thinking that Leprechaun isn't as famous as those two other
guys. Probably not.
No.
Probably not. You're probably right, Colin.
Blasphemy.
Let him down easy. Let him down easy.
But I think he's recognizable, to say the least. Like,
yeah.
If I were to show him a picture of this, you know what this is? And like, oh, yeah, leprechaun.
I'm pretty sure most people are, you know, even aware. If you're not even worth saying really casual horror fans, just people in general, if you've gone to a video store, scrolled through, you know, the movies on Netflix or a streaming service, I'm sure you've come across.
I'm sure you have.
The leprechaun. But if you haven't, should you watch it? This is what you're going to find out, folks, after we answer some mail, because we're going to come back and we're going to tell you if you should watch Leprechaun. We're going to go around the table and find out what we all thought of it. But before that, we are going to summon our mailman, Igor. Where are you, sir?
Masters, the mail. I've got the mail. So many letters. Our followers are rising.
Why, thank you, Igor.
Thank you, Igor. Top of the morning. Yeah, okay, bye. Thanks. God damn it.
There is a lot of green leaking out of him. So
that's true. He's always green for the holidays, so that's great. He fits in this and Christmas.
Yeah.
He's always ready to go.
So we're going to answer some of your mail and comments. If you want to get a hold of us, you can get a hold of us on Facebook at facebook.com/Saturday Night Freak Show. You can get a hold of us on Twitter
at Sat Freak Show.
And, or you can email us
SaturdayNightFreakShow@yahoo.com.
We should just give Michaela the Facebook.
Yeah. Get the Facebook one.
Yeah. You do the Facebook one next time.
Next time, right. Do the Facebook all one. Right. Yeah. Try it out now.
Facebook.com/Saturday Night Freak Show.
Hey, she's got there it. You go. Perfect.
Did it.
All right. So our first comment.
So cut you out later and just add her in.
There you go.
Right. So I incorrectly.
Well, what did when you do?
Posted,
I did okay. something.
So I posted on, you know, because, I mean, on Facebook, I always post the stories that were, solicit comments by posting what movie we're going to be watching. And I said the late Warwick Davis stars. As, because I got him confused with Kenny Baker.
All little people are the same to you?
Oh my God.
Colin.
Well, Chris Huddleston called.
Thank you, Chris.
And I'm like, oh shit, I gotta go and change that. Yeah,
they're all the same to you, aren't they?
The all Star diminutive Star Wars
there is
actors,
only one.
Right? Shane O'Neill,
that's a new name.
Writes in about Leprechaun, and he says the original is still my favorite, but just for wacky fun time, Leprechaun in Space has the number two spot. And about our previous episode of Dune, Steve Hayden writes in and says,
"Oh, Steve
loves the movie. Yeah. They so seamlessly cut 400 pages out in one scene."
Is that sarcastic or?
It wouldn't surprise me if they did. I'm not that terribly familiar with it. I read it a long time ago, and as it gets further into the movie, I'm like less and less. Like, I don't think in the book he ends up as a literal god. Oh, he's faking it.
That was Steve. Steve got us the tickets for the movie the other day. Thank you, Steve.
There you go. Thank you, Steve. And so that brings us to our final wrap-ups where we're going to go around the table and let you know what we thought about Leprechaun.
1, 2, 3, and 4. Okay, just one.
All right, awesome. Who's going to start us out?
Colin!
Oh, hey.
What did you think of Leprechaun?
Okay, so, yeah. This is a... Yeah, trying to gather my thoughts now. I don't think it works. I mean, that's it has a makeup design, and the fact that Warwick Davis is having so much fun with it. I mean, it's kind of one of those, like, this is the pre-Sharknado kind of thing, right? Where we've gone, like, the idea of, like, a doll that comes to life and kills people is silly on its face until you see how Child's Play was done and how Chucky was realized and brought to life. And you're like, oh, this is actually working with some degree of, like, sinister intent on the part of this homicidal doll. Yes. I believe that it's real. I believe that the kid is in trouble. There's a viciousness there. Leprechaun seems to be kind of the hip, ironic, kind of self-aware, referential horror stuff where it's like, because it's a comedy, it's kind of like, well, don't take any of this seriously. This is just for fun. Like, okay, so then it should be fun. But all of the jokes fall flat on their ass. I mean, there's not a single, pardon me, Holly.
No, I agree.
There's nothing in this that actually works. It's like... I know you're saying there was one line that you liked. I think that they were all like,
yeah,
absolutely.
But to a certain standard. Yeah. Like, it's the only one that made me go, like a chuckle. That's right. All I got.
Yeah. The jokes aren't working.
It made her take the gun away from her temple for a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that line too? Like, the kid was like, how I kill something? I put a gun to its temple and then I'm like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. The character arcs don't seem to go anywhere. Like, I was confused that Jennifer Aniston was actually the lead character in this movie because she didn't really have anything to do other than, she goes to a diner and they're sitting there having a conversation. And in that conversation, all she does is repeat the same pieces of information over and over again. It's like they cut away and come back and they're still talking about, like, the plate of food. It's like there's nothing to this this person, except at the end she puts on a leather jacket and is able to run around with a shotgun and be a badass and chase the leprechaun
around. Part might actually be realistic, because what really would they have in common?
Like, yeah. She's probably fishing for things to talk about. So that actually might have been realistic.
But at some point, it seemed that, like, the dude that she was with, like, just kind of dropped out of the movie. I mean, he got injured.
Basically.
Even before that, they're basically just in survival mode as we're chasing down this cheeky little leprechaun who's, like, riding around on a skateboard, you know, laughing at them. So all the characters, like, just kind of check out. It ends up the day, or at the end of the day, the little kid is the one who actually, like, takes care of the leprechaun threat and to restore order to the world. I mean, it's just, like, really slipshod. It's like they didn't figure out a way to tie all the pieces together. So it doesn't work as a movie, I guess, is what I'm going after. I didn't think it was well directed or put together. So I'm like, I don't see the appeal of Leprechaun beyond, like, you know, something similar like Dr. Giggles, which I went back and watched a little while ago too. And it was like, I remember this being like passable and okay in 1992. And now it's like, I can't stand it. It's like, this isn't working at all. You know, it's like you got the jokey, you know, dentist, or what is it? Dentist or a doctor?
I think the dentist is the dentist. I think he's a doctor.
Right. The dentist. That's another one. Yeah. So, am I being too hard on Leprechaun? Because I really didn't like this movie, like, at all. And like I said, now I'm on at least the third and possibly a fourth viewing, and I won't remember this again, you know, like 3 years from now.
It's like Memento.
Says, hey, we should watch it. Yeah.
Starts escaping as soon as you're done watching it.
So we'll go over it again in a year. Part two.
Yeah. It's all right. But I think it doesn't stick because there's nothing actually happening here. And the set pieces aren't memorable enough. Like, it's a, you know, a slasher movie or something, but there's no, the gore doesn't deliver. You know, he scratches someone. Ooh, you know, he does a pogo stick on him. It's like, you need to pull, you know, the guy's face off or, you know, something to make give this some punctuation. It doesn't do it. So I would say, folks, you got to pass on Leprechaun. Holly, what'd you think?
I think you're right on there. I was very disappointed because I remembered being a kid and thinking this movie was fun, but it just doesn't play. It leaves you wanting so much more because there's like you said, there's no character arc, there's no follow through with any of it. You know, characters are just, they're there for like one singular moment, and then there's just no purpose for them the rest of the movie. It's very confusing of what is actually supposed to be. What is supposed to be coming together in this film? And also, he keeps saying that he's hard to catch. He's really easy to catch. You just can't keep him. Like, it's very annoying. You can't catch me. They just caught you. Like, it's really, really, it bugged me. I have to agree. I don't even know why Nathan was there at one point. Like, other than he was supposed to be, like, the hot guy that she was interested in. Mm. Like, after that, it was just, they didn't give him anything. And it was just, and her dad
drops out after he gets bitten, and that's it.
It was just all very jumbled. There needed to be a lot more. And I agree with the gore. It was so surfacey. There needed to be so much more, more to it. I'm guessing they just didn't have the budget for it. It wasn't there. You needed more.
Best design was the fucking melting leprechaun at the end.
It was. It really was.
Best effect.
Why didn't he look like that the whole time? Right. It was way cooler.
If it would have been slowly, like, if the damage he took on during the movie, you started to see it as it went along.
Agreed. Yeah.
Because he looked cool.
It was cool.
That was it.
That moment was, that was all that sold it for me, was that one moment at the end when he's melting. Other than that, it all was lacking. Yeah, I think if you want to go for a fun, cheesy watch, maybe check out one of the sequels. I remember Parts of the Hood was great for a laugh, but I can't recommend Leprechaun. Good conscience. No, got to say pass.
Yeah, so there's a line in this movie where Jennifer Aniston is flirting with the hunky paint guy, not Joey Lawrence. She asks him if the paint that they're painting the exterior of their house with is biodegradable. How much sense this fucking movie makes is that line right there. Hey, guys, if you're painting outside of your house, you don't want your paint to be fucking biodegradable.
No, you want it to last.
Yeah, you want, exactly. Yeah. So this movie just doesn't have any structure or follow any of the sort of kind of tropes or you know, established rules we're used to in any genre of horror. It just kind of, it literally felt like they were making it up as they were going along. If you told me this was a student film, good job, students, you tried.
Bravo.
This is a student film,
you're like, wow, you did awesome.
You know, that was great. It's not perfect, but holy shit, good effort.
But
yeah,
you did.
Yeah, exactly.
You got Warwick Davis?
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't cross into like the campy funness of far enough. It doesn't push that enough to be entertaining. It's right there. It's so close to being there, but it's not quite there.
Which you'd think with a leprechaun,
like the premise is so absurd. Yeah. Why is it not pushed further? And the sequels definitely push it a lot further.
Yes.
I guess after watching this, most of my memories of Leprechaun come from In the Hood. Because okay, I guess I don't think I've seen this movie, at least not recently, because I didn't remember much of this. But, you know, In the Hood has, you get great moments. You get Warwick Davis telling Ice-T, a friend with weed is a friend indeed. Like, this is the kind of stuff you're in for in the hoods. And there's nothing nearly that enjoyable in this movie. So I think, like, if you really have to see one of these, watch one of the two Hood ones, because those are the best ones.
Agreed.
Now, I kind of put this... Like, we're talking about if we put it in, like, monster movies or whatever. I would put it in, like, kind of in holiday horror because it does have,
it definitely fits there.
Like, I mean, they never mentioned St. Patrick's Day. It's not a part of the thing. But even if we're putting it in the holiday horror, it won't even crack my top 10. There's so many better holiday horror movies out there. So I think it's ripe for...
I was going to say, if you want a better remake.
Check out my Bloody Valentine episode.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. If you want a better St. Patrick's Day movie, look at Halloween 3.
Silver Shamrock. Yeah, I agree.
You just recommended Halloween 3, and that's going to stick with you for the rest of your life.
I feel a little gross about that, too, because I'm not a fan of that movie.
Yeah.
Did we do that episode? I think we did.
We did, and nobody recommended it.
No, that movie. It doesn't, if it reached the Room level, you know, absurdity, it would be great, but it doesn't.
No, you've never seen The Room.
No, I know, but The Room is her star crash.
It's my barometer for everything.
Star Crash.
All right. So one night we need to do a swap. Star Crash, and because I would love to watch both of them again.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Yeah, I can't recommend this.
Okay. I guess nostalgia is a great lens to view the world through. It's unfortunate that when going back and watching a movie like this, that it ended up being so boring. It's very repetitive.
Very.
The story is just, it's just stalling so that they can have the leprechaun run around and cause quote unquote havoc to these people. There's just, like everyone said, there's not a lot going on here. The characters won't really do much. I mean, yeah, the leprechaun's looking for his gold, and I guess the leprechaun is maybe the only reason you would go back to a movie like this, because there's really nothing else that, I mean, is going to bring you back to this. If you're looking for something in this series, you definitely would look at the other sequels for more of the comedic value, because again, it gets amped up as the sequels go on, and I think that's where its bread is buttered. I think when it goes to the extreme on kind of the it's got to be the In the Hood sequels. I think that's where it hit its peak. It's probably where it's funniest. It's probably where it's most enjoyable.
You're saying that's the closest it gets to Sharknado level.
I guess so. And I think that's where this should live.
Definitely.
But again, I haven't watched them, so I don't know.
No, yeah, they're the most absurd, for sure.
And maybe absurdity is where a killer leprechaun needs to live. But it's, again, this move. The first one is not, I hadn't watched it in a while, and I kind of wish I hadn't. I kind of wish I could have just lived in that VHS.
I'm glad you picked up the four movie set based on. I'm going all in.
I don't regret the decision to get all four. I guess because one day.
$7.
Sure, right. It was like $5. All right, $7 may have been a bit too much to get this, considering it's DVD. In 5 years, I may be like, huh. I need to watch a leprechaun. I feel the need. And I'll probably not go for the first one and maybe find one of the other ones, probably part three.
So is that two movies in a row that the nostalgia has been ruined for you now?
I guess so. What was the last one we watched?
The Arrival, right?
Wow. You can't go home. You can't go back. Nostalgia. Nostalgia is a killer.
Yeah.
I don't think I can in good conscience recommend Leprechaun. It is like... if you're going to, there has been no other Killer Leprechaun movie, right? Like, I'm not missing something here.
Do we need
one? But I think
a good one.
I mean, can you do anything besides go with like the cliches?
A Crypt or a Tales from the Dark Side? I can't.
Like, I'm pretty sure like this is it. Like, yeah. this is. I think they got everything within six movies. I think they got everything they were going to get out of these. Mm-hmm. And I think if you feel that need, I'm sure you can find something in the series. But as far as the first one goes. I can't recommend it. It's not not enough happening in this movie, not effects-wise, not story-wise, not character-wise.
Do you recommend one of the sequels?
Probably part three. I mean, I think it's the quote-unquote best one out of them, out of really cheap.
That's the Vegas
really,
one, right?
Yes, the Vegas one, really yeah. cheap-ass fucking movies. I mean, for the sheer insanity of whatever, Leprechaun 4, because he goes to fucking space, and it's a leprechaun in space. Like, it's insane. So maybe do that, but the first one, you can skip it because they have really nothing to do with each other besides there's no continuity whatsoever. Warwick Davis just shows up in a different scenario and things happen to people. Sure. So you could really go to any one of them. They are all Leprechaun 1. They just have different locations. Right. So pick one of those and go with those, but don't go with the first one. I can't recommend it. Nope. Skip it.
We should write a Versus movie with him and Harry Warden.
There we go. I will sing the soundtrack.
A Holiday Versus
movie. They're also very close. I went through this entire podcast without doing a Irish accent that was offending people. Yeah. I'll keep it that way.
All right. Well, that's Leprechaun on the Saturday Night Freak Show. Next week, we're going to be watching a movie that's chosen by Holly. Ooh. Holly, what are we watching?
Next week, we're going to challenge my nostalgia with a little movie called Demolition Man.
Yeah! Fuck yeah! I love this movie.
It smells like biscuits and gravy.
All right. Well, that's next week on the Saturday Night Freak Show. Be sure to tune in. And until then, the basement is going dark.